The Administrator General's Department, AGD, and the National Health Fund, NHF, are the two government entities with the best customer service, having won that award in the 2015 Public Sector Customer Service Competition. The AGD won Best Customer Service Entity with a single location, while the NHF won for Best Entity with multiple locations. So, how did they do it? Find out as case attorney at the AGD, Karen Campbell-Basco, and chief executive officer of the NHF, Everton Anderson, share with Ian Boyne.
At the Administrator General's Department, one of the major things we focus on is ensuring that we offer excellent customer service. We're sensitive to the nature of the matters that we deal with. Persons would have lost loved ones, and they now come in and they would want to know, be able to be put back in a position that they were by benefiting from the individual's estate who would have passed on. At AGD, we don't merely administer estates, we actually take care of families. Our estates that we administer primarily includes minors, persons under the age of 18 years. Some of our estates have persons who are 1 year old, and we take them from 1 year old up to age 18 when they become an adult for most of our cases. With these estates and with these children, we have to take care of them in terms of providing funds for maintenance from the estate. We want to ensure that they have funds to go back to school, money to take care of their daily well-being. So we do actually take care of our beneficiaries. Our customer service representatives, persons that sit at the front, and our case officers, they are mindful of the nature of the matters that they deal with. It requires confidentiality, it requires sensitivity, it requires counseling. And with that, I think that primary touch and that human touch that we've offered has allowed us to gain this award and be branded as one of the best customer service entities in the country.
Yes. Mr. Anderson, you are in a crucial area, the supply of drugs and the whole area of health promotion. What are some of the main initiatives that NHF has undertaken which would have resulted in your winning this award?
Our commitment to our customers would be the main reason, and a recognition that service is not a stop point but an ongoing process. The NHF is ISO certified, the 9001:2008 standard that speaks to continuous improvement, and as such, in each area of our operation, we really have strived to look at it daily. So we have made changes over the last few years. In fact, we administer the NHF and JADEP card previously. It would take between 7 and 10 days to get a card.
Just after application?
After application.
7 and 10 days.
We have been rolling out cards now within 15 minutes. Same day
15
service.
Minutes.
Once you have a properly completed form, then you can get your card within 15 minutes. The fact that some persons need quick access to medication, so we have been listening to our customers, and as such, I know many of those customers would have voted for the National Health Fund in this competition. In addition, our interaction with the community is heavy. At the 13 pharmacies that we operate, we would have filled about 1 million prescriptions and dispensed 3 million items, and also made service improvements based on our assessment of customer needs. We have refurbished most of our pharmacies and added more windows, and we are actively reducing the waiting time each quarter. In fact, coming April, we'll roll out a new raft of measures to really build a relationship between the pharmacist and the customer.
Chief Executive Officer of the NHF, Everton Anderson, and before him, case attorney at the AGD, Karen Campbell-Basco, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne. Calling all government pensioners in St. James, Westmoreland, Hanover, St. Elizabeth, Trelawney. The Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our final stop will be at West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, Friday, November 13, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, Friday, November 13, starting at 10 a.m. See you there!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.